About 120 acres?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how much of that was tillable?
About 70 acres of it.
Mm-hmm. And what did you use the rest for?
Well, hay and grain and corn, field crops.
And about 30 acres for pasture?
For about 50 acres for pasture.
Mm-hmm. How did your father plant his corn? Did he do it by hand or did he have a machine?
Well, in the first days he did it by hand, and then we had a corn planter that you worked by hand, and then of course later years had horse-drawn corn planters.
Mm-hmm. Was there a hand planter for corn?
Yes. Yeah.
Was there a hand planter for wheat, or did he grow any wheat?
No. He never grew any wheat, but in the early days that would be sowed by hand and then harrowed in. And then later years, of course, was they used a drill to drill it in. The grain drill, same as they used now.
Mm-hmm. Did he grow barley?
Yes, a little bit.
Yeah. Was it hard to grow barley, or was it
No, it grew all right, only thing everybody hated to do it on account of the barley beards would stick to you. They were very sticky and sharp.
There's an old phrase, when you have a sore throat, you have barley beards in your throat.
Yes, that's it. Barley, the barley beards were just like a sore throat.
Did he plant oats?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mostly oats and a little bit of barley. They used to like to have a little barley to feed the pigs in the fall. It was more fattening than the other grain.
What kind of grain would you have ground to make flour? Did he have any of his grain ground to make flour?
No.
No. What was the grist mill used for at Whippleville?
Well, that was used to make flour. They ground wheat down there.
Mm-hmm. Who around there grew wheat to have it ground?
Well, I don't remember now. I don't think there was too much grown. Whether they bought it or what, I don't know. I'm sure. There was some, once in a while, a farmer that would raise some.
What did you feed your pigs?
Well, the skim milk from the factory, and some grain, and then in the fall, the barley meal and cornmeal.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever feed them pumpkins or potato peelings or
something? Oh yes, like they always had that. That one fed to them, it was just thrown in there, and they got what they could out of it.
Mm-hmm. What were cows fed on your father's farm?
Mostly hay.
Mm-hmm. Would they feed them any oats?
Some. Not too much. Back in those days, they didn't grain cattle very much.
Did you have any sheep?
We never had. There was Some of the folks around did, but we never had any sheep.
Mm-hmm. How was corn harvested?
Well, with a it was cut with a hand, by hand, in the early days, and then they had a way of taking one of the smaller stalks and tying it around several stalks of it, and make and then they stacked it together and let it dry before they before it was husked.
Mm-hmm. Would they feed that to the cows?
Yes.
They feed them the whole ears, or did they scrape the kernels off the ears?
No, they usually took the ears off the stalks and just fed the stalks.
Oh.
And then used the put the corn in the corn crib and had that to feed the pigs with.
And they fed them the whole ears?
Yes.
Uh-huh. How did he harvest his oats? Did he have a harvester?
Well, in later years he did.
Well, when you were young, how did he do
well,
it?
Well, in the early days, it was mostly cut by hand and raked and handled just as they did the hay. But as they got along later, they had a reaper and binder that they used to cut it and bind it in stalks and then stook it.
Mm-hmm. How did the binder work? Was it separate from the reaper? Was it a separate machine?
Yes.
Did you go with the reaper first and then with the binder through the field?
No, no. No, it was the reaper and binder was all together.
I see.
One machine.
Well, how did the binder work?
Well, it there was a big like a fork that would come around, and when there was just enough weight on there, that would come around and tie the bundle together. I can't just explain how it worked. I can see it, but.
Was the grain tied with twine?
Yes.
By the binder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what was the reaper like?
Well, it was a good deal like a mowing machine, only that it had it cut that and brought it all up into the. This machine and tied it into bundles.
Mm-hmm. Did your father have a grain reaper when you were born?
I don't think so. I think that came along later.
Mm-hmm. Did you grow more hay than anything else, or more?
Yes.
You grew more hay than
more
anything.
More hay
else.
Than anything.
Yeah. How was hay planted? Was it planted by hand when you were born?
I think so.
And what kind of a machine did they have to plant it later on?
Well, and when they got where they had a drill to sow the oats with, or the grain with, there was a compartment on that that sowed the grass seed. There was a box on the drill that held the grass seed, and that went out in different spouts from what the grain did, and was scattered around and covered with by the discs or the hose that the grain went through.
Mm-hmm. How many cows did you have when you were a boy?
Well, when I was a boy, we only had about a dozen. Mm-hmm.
Did they freshen in the spring?
Yes.
Were there usually more bull calves or more heifers born?
Oh, I would say there was probably about even.
Mm-hmm. What would you do with the excess bull calves?
Knock them in the head and take the hide off.
Now, where'd you put the carcass?
Throw in the manure pile.
Mm-hmm. How much did they buy the hide for?
50 cents to a dollar.
Mm, depending on the size of the calf or the quality of the hide.
The size of the hide and the quality of it.
Mm-hmm. Who was the man that bought that?
Oh, I can't remember now who was in the early days. Later years, there was a place over back of what's now the theater, or the old theater. There was a place back there that Burlington Rendering Company, I think, owned it.
And they used the hides there?
No, they bought them there, and then they were picked up later and taken to Burlington, processed over there, made into leather.
Was the tannery working in Malone at that time?
Not when I don't remember the tannery going. There was one here, but it was before my time.
Did you ever sell heifer calves?
Well, just there wasn't much of any market for them. There might some neighbor want to buy one or something, but that would be all. It wasn't like today when they.
Was there a man in the area who was a cattle dealer?
Well, in later years, my father-in-law, Henry Ryder, used to go buy cattle late in the summer. There would lots of times be a farmer would have one or two that wouldn't freshen in the spring. It was going to freshen in the fall, and they didn't want to milk them, and Mr. Ryder used to buy those and ship them to Connecticut.
He came often to your house, didn't he, when you were young?
Quite often. Yeah.
He was generally a cattle buyer.
Well, he was a farmer, but he would grow, the only time that he bought any was when he could buy these cows that were going to freshen, and he had a partner down in Connecticut that used to dispose of them. They had a partnership. He would buy them, the other fellow would dispose of them.
Did your family ever eat veal?
Oh, yes.
Every year?
I think pretty near every year we vealed the calf.
How'd you go about vealing the calf? Did you fatten it up?
Oh, yes. Let it nurse right on the cow until it was 4 or 5 or 6 weeks old.
How was the veal cooked?
Oh, just as you would any meat. You could roast it or make they made steak out of some of it and roasted some of it. But just the same as you would do with the beef.
Mm-hmm. Did you kill one cow every year for beef or two?
I think just about one.
Was that an old cow or a fairly young
cow? Well, it wasn't always a cow. Quite often it would be maybe a yearling bull or something.
Mm-hmm. A yearling bull is a bull 1 year old?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is, he'd be year and a half old when they killed him, probably.
About how many pounds of beef would that get you?
Around 400 to 500 pounds.
Mm-hmm. How many pigs would you kill a year?
Four.
Uh-huh.
Four or five.
Did you smoke the meat?
Smoked the hams and the shoulders. And made salt pork out of the fat part, and roasts out of the good part, and all of the trimmings and so on was made into sausage.
Did you use the intestines of the pig?
No. They were put up in cotton bags.
And what were they done with then?
The sausage?
No, the intestines.
Oh, they just threw them away.
But the stuff you were going to use in sausage was put in cotton bags?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did you use the blood of the pig?
No. We never did.
You never ate blood pudding?
I've eaten it, but not that.
Not
at home.
Uh-huh.
In later years, when I was older, some of my friends that made it, I've had some 2-3 times.
Did you like it?
Well, it depended on who made it. But it was, there were some of them that made it very tasty.
How about head cheese? Did your mother ever make that from the pig?
Yes, sometimes.
How was a cow slaughtered?
Well, you just hit them in the head with an axe and stunned them and then cut their throat.
Was a pig any different? The way it was slaughtered?
About the same. Mm-hmm. Instead of cutting the pig's throat, was sticking them, and you cut, there was a certain place that you cut in that you'd cut an artery, and they would bleed to death.
How much milk would the average cow give on your father's farm?
Probably, you mean for the season?
Yeah.
Maybe 4,000 pounds.
Was that considered good or just?
Well, that was just fair. They weren't. Nobody had cows that gave the amount of milk that they do now.
They weren't fed well enough, is that why?
Well, they weren't bred well enough and weren't fed well enough. They weren't forced like they do today.
How were hams smoked?
Father had a barrel that he would hang these hams in and put live coals in the bottom with and corn cobs on them. And just let them sit there, and the smoke from the corn cobs smoked the hams. Hmm.
Did you store your beef in the oats?
Well, I think they did a little, but not too much of it. They might have some.
How often would the cows melt? Once a day?
Twice.
Twice. Mm-hmm. How many months did they stay in the pasture?
About 6 or 7. From the time that the snow went in the spring till the snow come in the fall, mm-hmm. when it froze up.
Was there any special food your father would give them to fatten them up?
Well, just mostly the corn and barley.
Did you ever have corn husking bees?
Yes. Yes.
Oop. Would you have the neighbors in for that?
Yes. That was the social activity in the fall.
Where would they be held? In the barn?
Yes.
About how many neighbors would you have in?
Oh, probably 4 or 5, 6 families.
Who would they be?
Well, just the neighbors that lived around close by. Yeah. I can't remember now, especially.
Would you have the DeLarms in?
I think so.
What were the diseases that horses had to be treated for?
Colic was about the only thing.
How would you do that?
If they happened to I don't remember now what as we ever had too much of any trouble, except if the horse got loose and got into the grain bin or something and ate too much. They'll have to have colic, but I've forgotten now what they used in the early days. Of course, later years we'd call a vet.
Did your father trade horses very often?
He wasn't much of a horse trader. He raised them and sold them.
How much would he get for an ordinary horse?
Well, anywhere from 150 to 200. 200 was kind of the tops.
Mm-hmm. Did you trade horses very often?
I used to some. After I got grown up.
Mm-hmm. What was the best deal you ever made? Can you remember?
I don't know. You better tell that.
Go ahead.
Well, one day I was coming, going up from town, and I overtook Henry Bedore, and as I was going by him, he said he'd race me home. And I said I didn't think he could beat me. And I reached in my pocket and I said, I'll just bet you this roll that you can't And he looked at it, and it was one of his neighbors was on the wagon with him, and she said, "Oh, you don't want it. Race with him and me." So I went along home, and when he came along up, he said, "You just give me that roll and I'll trade horses with you." And I said, "Mister, you've done something." So I went over and handed him the roll, and I hollered to my brother Ralph, was working for me at the time, and the other horse was still hitched on the wagon. I said, "Get the harness off that one before Bedard changes his mind." And Henry started counting the roll, and by that time we had his horse unhitched and the other one hitched up in the wagon. He says, "I don't know if I want to trade horses." I said, "You've already traded."
Did you get the best horse?
I got the best horse. I knew what the horse was he was getting. And the one that I was letting him have was a puller. That is, the more you pulled on her, the more she'd go. And you had to be careful driving her. So he was still in the wagon there counting the money when we had her hitched up and handed him the lines, and he started, and as he tried to pull on her, the more he pulled, the more she went. We had a lot of fun about it.
Did he get enough money to make up for it?
Why, it was about right. There was $26 in the roll that I gave him, but on the outside of it was the one with a Canadian $2 bill. Those pink ones that they used to have back in the old days. And it looked, the roll looked big because it was milk money from the day before. And it was practically all $1 bills, maybe two or three $2 bills in there, and it's quite a nice looking roll. And he thought he was getting more than he was.
How much did they pay you at the milk station for a can of milk?
Well, you weren't paid by the can. You took in the early days, you took the milk to the station, and everybody, it was weighed and tested, and at the end of the month, whatever money they'd taken in from the butter that they made from it was figured out how much it was worth 100. Then whatever milk you had delivered during the month would be what at whatever price the milk had, the butter had brought. Mm-hmm. I don't know as I've explained
so
that.
So they decided how much butter the milk you gave them had been turned into.
Yes.
And they paid you accordingly.
How much the butter that had been made from that brought.
Mm-hmm. When did they introduce tractors into the area up there?
Oh, that's only been a few years. I would say I don't think it's over 20 years since the first tractors, maybe 25 years since the first tractors came around this country.
About how old were you when they first started having tractors?
Well, I had quit farming by that time.
And what year did you quit farming?
Well, I would say about 1930, 1935 maybe.
Even up to that time, they didn't have tractors?
I don't remember as we had. There might have been a few around. I can't tell now.
Mm-hmm. When were the other farm machines introduced? The hay harvesters and grain harvesters.
Well, they were way back. Probably in the latter part of the 1800s.
And how about the combines?
Well, that would be later. I would say probably 1910 or so. I don't know. I wouldn't be an authority on that.
Did men plow their fields with one or two horses pulling the plow?
Two horses, mostly.
Mm-hmm. Were there many hops grown up around your place?
Yes.
Who were the hop growers?
Well, pretty near every farm had a few. My father only had a small yard of, I think, about 3 acres.